Hello, hello, and good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to another session of the Saturday Morning Motivation with me, C. Maria. I am the visionary and realist, but most of all, they call me the mediator and the shero right here at our Ground Zero. We are walking this journey together. I want each and every one of you to know from this point on, if you felt like it a few moments ago, now you know you are not alone. So before we get started, I want you to repeat after me. I am not alone. One more time. I am not alone. And as I said, welcome to the Saturday Morning Motivation. What is this all about? It's simply a place for you to find your grounding and your focus to help you to reflect, remove, rejuvenate, replenish, so that you'll be prepared for whatever may be coming your way next week. So this is all about encouraging, inspiring, and, of course, motivating you. And in doing so, and welcome to all of our guests. I see you jumping into the call query, and those of you over in the chat room, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. And guess what? By you being here with me, I'm drawing from your energy, and you are helping to encourage me as well. So sit back, relax. Let's just jump right into our show. You know, I posted a photograph the other day. It's an old photograph, actually. But what I had done, and this is in a show promo, too, and it's, of course, it's listed on my social media sites and my website. But what I did was I decided to add a bunch of words all around my face and add the tagline, I am. So needless to say, this inspired me to do this week's motivation. You know, last week it was, my name is No. Well, this week is all about the yes in our lives. Who are you? What do you stand for? Allow me to give some examples. Oh, well, I am beautiful, sexy, smart, successful, accomplished, a mother, a mentor, a friend, and so on. Now, all of these words, for some of you, you may not think that way. You may not be at that level. You may be so far above it. But guess what? The more you say something positive to the person that you see in the mirror, the more that person will believe it. So I need each of you to try this for yourself. No matter how successful you are, guess what? You still need that boost to keep going, because when you're at the top of your game, it takes a lot of work to stay there. For those of you who have convinced yourselves that you're at the bottom of the barrel, it's going to take a lot of positive reinforcement and force to help drive you towards your new height. Make a photo for yourself, whether you have one that you can hold in your hand physically. Take a Sharpie or some type of marker and draw a lot of positive words around that picture. And I want you to keep it with you and look at it when you need a boost, when no one is around to inspire and encourage you. And then again, even when they are, be your best fan always. Because guess what? It does not matter what anyone says to you. If you're not at that point to believe it for yourself, the words fall on deaf ears. To see it, you have to say it. You have to feel it. You have to envision it. You have to believe it. Then you will make it reality. I am in the midst of a really horrific storm, but I am still standing. I am going to say yes to my success. I am going to say yes to my resilience. I am going to say yes to my mission. I am going to say yes to my perseverance. I am not invisible. I am a diamond. And for those of you who followed me, you know that I always talk about the diva effect. Diamonds in various assortments. Guess what? Does not matter your shape, your size, your color, your imperfections. If you have the density, you are a diamond. Stop comparing yourselves to other diamonds. You know, back in the day, nobody wanted a black diamond. Nobody wanted a chocolate diamond or cocoa diamond. They were considered flawed. Suddenly, they became popular. Nobody wanted a canary diamond. Who wants a yellow diamond? Society used to say the clearer it was, the most beautiful, the more beautiful it was. Then somebody got the bright idea, wait a minute, so we're discarding all of these other diamonds that have the resilience, they have the brightness, they have an inclusion or two, but guess what? The inclusions are what makes us who we are. Without us having down days, we will never appreciate the up days. This is what I do, people. This is what I do. I try to see the positive in everything. Make no mistake, as I said, I am going through one heck of a storm right now. Sometimes drama, nastiness, all the things wrong, they tend to just follow us. I look at it that, hey, I'm being prepared for something, if nothing more but to make me very resilient. I am courage. I am that mentor that can help you through your storm. If you reach out your hand, to let me know that you need me to grab it. I am determined to make it through this storm, and you can make it through yours too. You have to believe. You have to believe enough to know that you can do this. So many of us wake up every day and say, oh, it's still going on. You never stop to think, oh, my gosh, I've been going through this for the last 5 days, 5 months, 6 months, 6 years, and you are still standing. Each day that you rise and you're in your right mind, body, and health, you are able to make that change. You are not where you were when this drama started. You are still here for a reason. You had the resilience. You had the determination to keep moving. I am and you are wonderfully made. I am and you will make it through this storm. You have to believe and ask for help. Ask for the encouragement. Ask for the positive energy. To cry out in silence in the me-first world, you will never get noticed. Humble yourself enough to reach out. And for those of you who may be new on the call, I see a few new numbers. Welcome. I always have a moment of silence to give you a chance to reflect upon my words and to digest what I have shared with you. Some of you, nothing applies to you because you live in the feel-good, foo-foo, fluff-fluff guru world with the blue skies and the puppy dogs. And as I always say, come back when I do my show on denial. But for those of us who have real world problems, no matter how big or small, guess what? What you consider a minor problem still equally effective to you as my what I consider major problem. A problem is a problem. It is a roadblock. It is a bump in the road, whether it be the size of a pebble or a rolling boulder. It's still something that is going to deter your travel plans. So I want you to reach out and know that you are not alone. I am and we are diamonds. We are beautifully and wonderfully made. Have faith in you. Because without that, nothing else matters. Nothing else at all. So believe. Reach out. Someone will be there to grab you, whether it be any of our sisters from so many things are going on right now. This is a wonderful world. So many of us women, we have come together to network, to nurture, because we're natural at that. We are Mother Earth. We carry the entire future of this planet in our wombs. For those of you who have not had children, guess what? You are beautifully and wonderfully made. You are a female, us, to be the nurturers, the leaders. It's in us to be the supporters. It's in us to come together, to work together. That's one of the things that I've loved. So many things are jumping off now. My focus group, we've decided now, it's time. I've had one of my groups that's been a global group for years. We've gone global. Now we're focused. Females global. And, my gosh, I love my friend. You've heard me mention her a million times. Dr. Shelley Hipsky and her global sisterhood doing great things all over the world. When we come together, great things will happen. So get ready, people. You're not being hit by the ripples and all wave effect. You're going to be getting that positive energy from the global sisterhood. We are moving. And just so some of you know, did you know that today is Global Sisterhood Day? It's not too late for you to get together with a group of your sisters. And I don't necessarily mean by DNA, because a sisterhood is something stronger than just a strand of molecules that have come together. I am closer to some people where I have no DNA connection than I am to those who I do. So I want you to understand that you are a diamond no matter what. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are able to make it through this, whatever that this is. Believe. We hear the same saying so many times, believe, achieve, and all of this. I tell you to have faith in the person that you see in the mirror. Get that photograph. So many people do vision boards. I say do a vision photo. You have to see you. You have to put you in those positions. I am going to be a homeowner. Write that on that picture so that every time you look at it, you will envision yourself in that new home. I am going to start my business. Write it down on your photograph, because when you look at it, you will see where you are. You will be on the outside envisioning yourself on the inside every time you look at that picture. That's what this is all about. We have a few moments. If there's anyone in our call query you'd like to give a testimony or just say what you are, I am. I want you to start with I am. Press the number 1 on your phone. I'm going to open up the lines to let you do that right now. I would love to hear what your I am moment is. If you'd like to, just press the number 1, and I will bring you on air, because I would love to hear what your I am is. And if you don't want to, that's fine too, because one thing that I have learned is I do not allow the silence to keep me from speaking. When I found my voice, I have been roaring ever since. So if you would like to be a testimony and be a shout out to yourself, it's not about me, it's not about this program, it's about you. Press the number 1. I would love to hear what your I am moment is for this year and beyond. The year is still relatively new. We're only in March. What is your plan to make your I am here? To make your I am here moment. There's a lot of you sitting there. I would love to hear from you. You're welcome to do that. So moving on, because we have about 10 minutes in the program. As you all know, I always have to pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. But I also pray you enough rain to make those gardens of yours grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown that you've been carrying around upside down. But guess what? Most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. You want to get involved? There's so many ways you can do it. As I mentioned earlier, check out Dr. Shelley Hipsky and the Global Sisterhood over on Facebook. You can check it out. Look up the Global Sisterhood. Look up Dr. Shelley Hipsky. You can find the website. Do a Google search. Get involved. Oh, my gosh, and as far as me, there's so many. We have Focus, Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success. Over on Facebook, we also have Focus Females Global there. We have the focus group over on Meetup. We have several meetups planned to bring the sisters together. We'll be breaking bread on April the 2nd. Want more information? I'll give you that before we go. Over on Google Plus, I have my relationship recovery group there. It's over 1,000 members strong, and it is global. We are a huge family. We come together to encourage, support, motivate, and inspire. Not just me as the professional there. Of course, we have all types of counselors, some professional psychiatrists. We have all types of people there. If you need someone, reach out. And they are offering their time graciously for you. And, of course, we have the Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio group as well. And just remember something. There are so many ways you can get involved when you want to. Get involved. Get together with those who matter in your life today. It's Global Sisterhood Day. Together to be inspired, motivated, and encouraged. You want to get involved with me, you want to talk to me, you can reach me over on my website, cmariawall.com, or give me a call at 202-618-2556. We have a lot of things planned. If you want to know what's going on, like I said, visit my website, cmariawall.com, or give me a call, 202-618-2556. But join us on any of our sites. I would love to have you over on our global site, on our local site that has more of an urban atmosphere to it. Focus, females offering clarity, unity, and success. Over on Facebook, and we also over there, we also have our global group, Focus Females Global. Join us or join me on the Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show. Because today is Global Sisterhood Day, I do have functions all day today. So there will not be a regular Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show this evening. That usually airs at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday evenings. And this, of course, our Saturday morning motivation airs at 9 a.m. So again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here, for listening. Our opening song is called Finally by Miss Tori Lee. For those of you who listen to the 9 p.m. show, you know she's also the artist who sings our opening music there, which is titled Good Music. I tried to take applications for a new song some time ago, and the listeners had such an uproar throughout the world. We just said, you know what? I was going to give Tori's song a break, but people were like, no. I love to hear it. So we opened with Finally, which is a song that has so many meanings to so many people. That's why I loved when she approached me about it. And I said, wow, we can really use this right now. It's the current opening song for the Focus Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success video segments coming out as well. I will keep you posted on those segments as we get closer to finalizing them. One set is in the works now, and I'll be getting the raw footage so that I will see where we can go with all of the tapings that the ladies have done thus far. So since we began with Finally, I wanted to end with a wonderful song. As I said, it's called Good Music by Tori Lee, T-O-R-I-L-E-E. Check her out. Her music is very thought-provoking. It's wonderful, wonderful. Young lady who needs to be heard. So definitely check out Tori Lee and all of her music. Now, what I'm doing here is rolling through the my list of music here because guess what? Amazing. Here we go. I just found Tori's good music. I was getting a little bit concerned because I couldn't find it. So before we go, sit back and relax for a little while. Listen to some good music. I hope it will help you to enjoy the rest of your day. When you start your day on a positive note, no matter what happens, you can handle it better during that time. So again, be well, be blessed, continue to pay it and pray it forward. I need you all to continue to pay it and pray it forward. So until next time, I'm C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the mediator, the Shiro at your ground zero. If you need me, if you need help, reach out. Usually, a lot of times, I'm blessed enough to pick up the calls myself, so you'll actually get me most times. If not, one of our volunteers will be able to help you equally. Or if you'd like to talk to me, they'll take your name and your contact information, and I'll be sure to get back to you. Utilize me while you can, because the more busy I become, the less time I'll have. But make no mistake, my staff is on point, so they will be able to make you feel just as welcome as if you were speaking with me personally. I accept nothing less. So until next time, thank you for hanging out with me and being here. I will see you soon. And just remember, get that picture and write all those positive things. Say, I am, and then add to it until there's no more space around you. Because when you put that orb around you of positivity, it's going to be attracted. It's going to come to you. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend. Put on your armor. Pick up your shield and be prepared for whatever comes your way next week. Until next time, be well, be blessed. I'm C. Maria Wall, and I will see you again soon.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. Melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Well, I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Kaloran, strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer's day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye. In my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a trace.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good.